You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey everybody, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. There's Perez right there. What's going on, buddy?
All right. I know a lot of you want it, and a lot of you also were feeling left out because some of you, I understand, are not supporters of the Patreon. Not everybody can afford $4.99 a month. That's okay. We did speak about Gypsy Rose Blanchard a lot on our Patreon last week, and we will be sharing some more Gypsy Rose Blanchard today for all. We're okay. Also going to talk Taylor Swift, that wackadoodle Natalia Grace story, Ariana Grande, and more. But first, how are you?
I don't think I have anything at all to report. We're recording today on a Sunday. For the Patreon people, you're going to get this today on Sunday. Everybody else will be getting this tomorrow. This part that I just said won't be a part of the show, but I just wanted to let the Patreon people know. All is good, man. How about you?
Do you ever have that feeling that you think you should feel worse than you do, but you don't?
How so?
Meaning, if this would have been 3 weeks ago, I would have been in such a state of despair, but I've really made the gym a priority for me this week. I've gone every single day to the gym, and I'm just so overwhelmed and just behind on every aspect of my life, professionally and personally. And like, you know me, how extreme I am and how cheap I am. So I am trying to get window treatments for my house. And before really understanding what that process was like, I did what I thought was the smart and sensible, rational thing to do. I set up 8 consultations.
Jesus Christ.
And they come to your house.
Right.
And I just assumed, oh, it'll be like 30 minutes each. Fuck no, at least 2 hours. Some are longer than 2 hours each. And I've been like unable to get any work done because I've scheduled like 4 of these. I thankfully spaced them out because I didn't want to do them all back to back, but they're so fucking long.
Right.
And it sucks because I also feel like with meeting enough people, eventually you'll find the right fit. Mm-hmm. Some folks, even if you tell them what you want, they just want to upsell you.
You're in a fancy pants neighborhood and they think you're going to pay a fancy pants price. That's the problem.
I said no. I said, listen, my number one priority is to find something that is nice. It doesn't need to be fancy or look fancy, but it doesn't need to, I don't want it to look cheap and I don't want it to be expensive either. So.
Can I ask you a question? Why don't you just go to blinds.com and order blinds and measure them? That's what I did for every inch of my house. I have nothing but high quality blinds. I have the rollers. I have the wood ones in the front. They look great. And I guarantee you most of these people that come over, they're going to do the measurements and they're going to go to blinds.com and they're going to buy the blinds and then send you their upcharge bill for putting them in.
Did you install them yourself?
Yes, it's fucking easy. I mean, you can't, but please. I can. If you want me to fly over and do it, I will. It'll take me a day to install all your fucking windows, but it's not hard to do. It really isn't.
I mean,
you need a handyman. You got to find.
I do need one. Yes, yeah,
that's what you got to do. You got to find a handyman and say, "Hey, I want blinds. Go measure this." You know, a lot of those companies, that's what they do. It's a shakedown.
Anyways, I still managed to take my kids out yesterday begrudgingly, even though I didn't want to. I took him to go see Disney on Ice. We had a wonderful time. Now let's get to the show, all right? Yeah. I am officially proclaiming that Gypsy Rose Blanchard is a gay icon.
Really?
I don't know why, but so many of my gays are obsessed with Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Hmm. And a lot of our female listeners, too. Although maybe they're perhaps more divided, but and I think I'm in the minority, but the gays are all about Gypsy Rose. Like, they keep texting me and sending me, "Did you see what she said here? Did you read that? Oh, my God." But like, geez, Louise. She's been doing the rounds because her Lifetime show is about to drop. And she did The View. She did Good Morning America. And I have thoughts. If it's not apparent to the average viewer or observer, she is absolutely A, getting help with her social media, mm-hmm. and B, she has 1,000% been coached with what to say. She's gone through media training in the last week or two, and it's not like that intense. It's just more of like, let's do a pretend interview. Right. These are the kinds of questions you're going to get asked so that she knows what to say, because the answers that she gave were sound bites. And that's mm-hmm. fine, because she hit all the notes. She expressed regret for what happened to her mother. She took accountability. It was as if a media professional, like I said, told her what to say, and she right. did it. So kudos to her team, and, you know, kudos to her, because she's clearly hungry for all of this. You know, she could have done a little bit of media, but not a lot. Like, not only did she do all of these TV shows, she's been doing podcasts now as well. Wow. Like, and not even like the biggest podcast ever, like fucking smaller podcasts too, like that Nick Vile from The Bachelor.
Really? What the fuck is he asking her? So, do you watch The Bachelor? I mean, what the fuck is that about?
Maybe she did in prison. I mean, she listened to Taylor Swift behind bars. And it's like, I don't think this will be sustainable. Like, it's just right now and everything going on. But like, literally today, one of my gays texted me an article like, "Ooh, Gypsy Rose Blanchard says that she wants Millie Bobby Brown to play her in a biopic." Oh, I'm boy. Like, oh my God.
I hate this person already.
I don't hate her. I do have a lot of empathy and compassion and understanding for her, because she went through so much trauma. But like I said on the Patreon, it still feels weird to me that we are celebrating and some people idolizing.
Right.
Or maybe there's also an element of mocking. Like, I just don't know how much people are truly supporting her with this behavior going on right now. But, you know, she's getting the good D and she's enjoying herself. So good for you.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're starting off strong today with a whole trio of true crime, real life stories. Moving on from Gypsy Rose Blanchard to Casey Anthony. Why is that woman in the headlines again? Well, because her parents had this A&E special. And there's this one moment in particular where the father took a polygraph test. Casey Anthony's dad, mm-hmm. who has long been rumored to possibly have been involved in the death of his granddaughter. And I'm not one of these people. A lot of people are making a big deal about this polygraph test moment.
Right.
But hello, polygraph tests are not admissible in court.
Well, they're not 100% accurate either. People learn how to dodge them. There's holes in that as well.
So a lot of people were making a much to-do about this. And to me, it's a much to-do about nothing. I'm more interested, though, in this Natalia Grace story. Did you hear about that?
I'm not sure which one this is. Refresh my memory.
This has been an ongoing story for many years. This had a TV special on ID, I believe. Natalia Grace is that Ukrainian immigrant that was adopted by this family and then abandoned. She has dwarfism, and they thought that she was lying about her age, that she was in her 20s and not like a young kid.
Yeah, I know this girl. Okay.
So that story. So, you know, it's just the series was, you know, rehashing everything that happened. And there were some developments there, like the father who had originally adopted her, throwing his wife under the bus and saying that it was all the wife's fault and blah, 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 blah. But the real bombshell moment, the really explosive thing that was interesting and even juicy to me is for the last 10 years, this Natalia Grace woman, who allegedly, according to a blood test performed on this show, new scientific data shows that she was young back when she was originally adopted, and now she's believed to be around 20 or 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The family that took her in after that other family threw her away, left her abandoned, and they went to Canada. This family that adopted her legally, they now claim she's an evil witch. They've turned their back on her. What a twist.
Wow.
Yeah. They called in to the producers and they said, something ain't right with Natalia. This girl is tweaking. I feel like she's the enemy in the house. And she said to us, we have held her hostage, made us look like we're the enemy. Natalia is stabbing her family in the back over a complete lie. She's done other things too, but this was a new low. Natalia does not have emotions for nothing but herself. We're done. We're done with her.
I don't understand this whole family. Like, they're as dramatic as she is. Like, how do these people find each other? And are they all full of shit? Is this a television show? And they just realize, let's put some drama into this. Is someone lying? Is she nuts? Like, what a plot line.
Now, of course, there's going to be a second season of this show. Congrats to them all. Make that money. I'm like, Natalia Grace and, you know, fucking Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Like, I need to do some crazy shit. Like, I need, like, what do I fucking need to do? Like, give me ideas, y'all. I'm open. I like that we started off today with different types of topics. As always, our Patreon supporters give us suggestions, and all three of these came from Patreon. So we really appreciate our supporters. Some baby news, you know, she is in Los Angeles this weekend. Had a girls' night out with some of the Kansas Chitty
Shitty, exactly.
Had a girls' night out with some of the... I've said this so many times. The CH, for some reason, trips Cubans up. It trips me up.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's a Cuban thing. Like chair. Chair.
Chair.
No, no, chair. I can say
it. Comes out of share?
I don't know. We just have trouble with CH in English. Anyways, she was hanging out with the Wags in Los Angeles and having a good time, much deserved, much needed, because she was dragged by the New York Times, of all people.
Really?
And publications. Yes. The New York Times ran an article, an opinion. This was shocking to me, okay? Because the New York Times is the paper of record. It is supposedly and supposed to be the most regarded and respected, reputable publication in the United States, if not the world. Mm-hmm. And they ran an opinion piece in their opinions section speculating that Taylor Swift is a closeted queer person.
Really?
She's gay. I know. That did not come across your desk?
I have the New York Times, but I typically don't read the opinion section because it is usually stuff that's kind of out there, so I'm never really like into it.
Well, it upset Taylor and her team so much that her publicist, allegedly, somebody off the record,
gotcha,
spoke to the New York Times and put them on blast, as they should. So shame on you, New York Times. Not cool.
Well, you know, having an opinion is fine. I don't think having an opinion is a terrible thing, but it's just a weird thing to report, put in the newspaper. But that's what I'd said. Typically, I see those articles and I'll get like a paragraph in. I'm like, this is a fucking loon looking for hits. And then I just move on. So this sounds like another loon looking for hits.
And I think the associate of Taylor Swift might have mentioned this. The New York Times would have never ran that article and speculated something like that about Shawn Mendes, okay?
Yeah, well, we don't care about Shawn Mendes. No one would read it. That's why. It's all about clicks, right?
Or Justin Bieber or whomever, whoever the biggest music
Yeah, but I don't think Justin Bieber's ever like been with a dude. He doesn't put off the vibe. Now, does Taylor
neither
Swift...
Neither has Taylor Swift. No.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Taylor Swift has ever had a night wrestling tongues
even
with another woman or a lesbian evening?
Zero.
Yeah, I disagree with you. I bet she has.
No. No. Other, like Katy Perry, obviously, Lady Gaga, for definitely, but not Taylor. I don't believe.
So you're saying
so.
Taylor's that square that she wouldn't have a night where she, you know, screwed around with one of these hot models that she's hanging out with. I mean, she didn't hang out with ugly girls back in the day. She hung out with like the hottest girls ever.
I don't think she did. I don't.
You don't know.
I had pretty good gaydar. Okay. So whatevs. In more music-related news. Oftentimes, I find these rumors credible. You know, they're seeded and planted. Multiple reports are talking about rumored Coachella 2024 headliners.
Right.
You saw that?
I did.
And every single artist is lame as fuck.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but the festival has changed to, you know, this really cred, cool kind of indie rock festival to a pop everybody goes to. No one gives a shit about the lineup anymore.
Yeah.
It's all about going to the desert and getting fucked up and the scene and going to parties. The music is ancillary. And it's unfortunate because it was a really cool festival back in the day, but it's all about what are you wearing to Coachella and the food and every fucking thing else but the music. So I don't even care who plays anymore. It's over. It's done.
So the big three headliners, according to Hits Daily Double, which I consider to be a reputable music industry publication, they say they are Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat.
Yeah.
And all three of them have also performed at Coachella in the last few years. So there's nothing
special about
it. Well, that's
typical. I mean, any band that's headlined usually has worked their way up from a smaller stage. That's not abnormal.
Well, I have the best headliner. I've never been to Coachella, but if they did this act, my ass would be there. And actually, I think it might break records. It's a pretty out there choice, but I think it's brilliant and inspired. And I guarantee you, if you disagree with me, 9 out of 10 of our callers will agree with me. 800-721-1185. My dream pick for Coachella 2024 headliner is the Spice Girls.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The Spice Girls.
Well, I had read, and I don't know if it's the same article that you read, that Shakira wanted to do it and they turned her down.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know if they like want to be the oldies act kind of thing, but every year they do have a Guns N' Roses or an AC/DC or, you know, maybe a more heritage rock band, a heritage pop group like the Spice Girls. I wholeheartedly agree with you, but they could do that anywhere for anything, and it would be huge because people would go.
Especially because the Spice Girls haven't toured in the or done a single show in the United States since 2008.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that would be massive.
It would be massive, yeah.
They did do a UK stadium summer tour in 2019. I think it's time for a Vegas residency then, girls. In more music-related news, Paramore has many of their fans concerned because they have deleted, or they're not deleted, but their website is offline, mm-hmm. and they have taken down their social media accounts, and folks are unsure what's happening. Well, I have an update for you all.
They were supposed to be on our show next weekend.
I was going to get to that as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they are done with their record label.
Right.
They're now a free agent, and the record label, and they've been with that label, Atlantic, for 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's pretty unusual, actually, for an artist to be with one label for that long. I mean, it happens, but it's not the typical. And they are in an in-between phase. And as Booker mentioned, next week, they were supposed to perform at this Alt-98.7 show in Los Angeles.
It's called Alter Ego.
I have a question. They pulled out of that, and a lot of people were worried because they, you know, took down their social media and pulled out of this show. Does typically the record label or the radio station cover the costs associated with an act performing at a show like that?
I think it's sometimes split. I don't think, you know, radio typically, and I don't want to say that I know, you know, I work for a radio company, but I think a lot of that has to do with splitting of a lot of that production cost because there's relationships and management and things
like
that.
So that makes sense. My thought was they pulled out because they probably just don't want to incur any personal costs themselves that might be associated with performing at that
show. There's something else going on. And the first sign was, well, to be really real, and I don't know this, but I worried about this and I wondered about this. You know, Paramore's going out with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, Matty Healy. Matty Healy, the 1975, is the headliner of the show with Paramore. So that was my first, like, uh-oh.
Wait. You're confused. Wait, Matty Healy, the 1975 are not going on tour with Taylor Swift.
Paramore is. Those two broke up. And okay. I think that Haley is very Team Taylor. They're both on the Alt-98.7 Alter Ego lineup together as headliners.
Oh, I guess I missed that. Okay. I don't believe that.
I don't think that had anything to do with it, but that was my first months and months ago thought was, oh God, I hope Team Taylor doesn't like step in and, you know, the fans kill them for playing with him. And you know how online is. You know how it works. Mm-hmm. So, but then when they wiped their social media before the holiday break, I was like, uh-oh, this is never a good sign. And we knew we had the show coming up, and they just made the announcement that they canceled the show. In all transparency, not a clue, not a reason why. I think they're citing it as mental health reasons, and I think that's the end of it. No one's asking any questions after that. So I don't know if there's anything else. I don't know if the label deal has anything to do with it. I don't know if Maddie has anything to do with it. I think there's a couple in the band that may have something to do with it. Maybe the end of that relationship happened.
Mm.
A lot of factors. I don't know. It's a new year and people tend to make changes at the beginning of the year. So we'll see.
Well, they're still, as of right now, attached to the Taylor Swift European leg.
Right.
And even before that, they've got some solo shows as Paramore the band.
They have some things booked. So I don't think they're breaking up.
No. It's, you know what, it's all good. If you need to take a mental health moment, many artists have done that.
It is wild that it's a new thing, though. It's something that never used to happen. Even if you go back a decade, 10 years, no one would ever cancel a show. And if they did, the artist would go online crying and, oh my God, I had to cancel. Now it's becoming like, somebody canceled. The fans still get pissed online, you know, but they're always pissed about something. But it's a different day.
I mean, I don't want to generalize and say it's a younger generation thing, but it's just some people. I'm training my kids like, fuckers, like, you're going to work hard. I don't right. give a shit. You think some days I just don't want to do, I just want to take a mental health day and do nothing? Well, I don't have that luxury. You know, you just got to keep trucking along.
Well, we're Gen X, and, you know, that's the marching orders of anybody from Gen X, and it's a different generation. You're right on the cusp of the new generation, so it's just a different way of seeing things, and I'm not going to throw shade at them, but I agree with you. I think it's cool to train your kids that it's tough out there, and sometimes you got to grit through it. You got to bite your lip and grit through days.
You have to trick them into being excited for hard work.
Really?
Like, oh, I did it. Like, I don't want them to hear me.
He's looking around like they're going to run in and ambush him.
It's Sunday. We were in the car driving to Disney on Ice. And I said, you know, next year when you're 12, I'm going to let you go to the gym with me. And you can go to the gym with me every morning. And you want to go to the gym with me, right? He said, yes. I'm like, fuck, yes. I was the lazy fat fuck that would have hated that and would have just not gone. I would have not done it.
Really?
And then after my son said yes, then my middle child said, I want to go too. And I'm like, well, great. When you're 12, you can go as well.
They can work out at the house. Every day when I was a kid, when I was probably 11, 12, I did push-ups and sit-ups every day after school. And I'm not shitting you when I tell you I could do like 500, 600 sit-ups, no problem. Wow. I could do 100 push-ups in my sleep.
Wow. You know,
I did it every day after school. And I think there's something to that. I think there's something to having a regimen and, you know, training people that hard work pays off. It's the same thing of every morning when I wake up, no matter what, I will not leave this house unless I make my bed.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Same.
I have actually been in the goddamn driveway before and it hits me. I didn't make the bed. I will pull the car back in the fucking driveway and run back into the house to make the bed. I have to do it. It has to be done.
Me too. And more music related news. A little sighting spotted. Loved seeing Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, her new boyfriend, at a Lakers game together. In non-music related news, but a big viral moment since our last show, Jeremy Allen White, one of Booker's favorite actors, the star of that one TV show where he played that chef. What is it called? The Bear?
The Bear, yes.
He is the new face and body of Calvin Klein. And not since, I don't know, a while has a fucking advertising campaign gotten quite a reaction. Like, it was pretty awesome and exciting to see. So it was a good choice to pick him. And he looked bananas amazing.
The dude is cut, right?
But my favorite thing is, because I have this thirst trap Instagram where I post hot dudes. Uh-huh. Pink Perez Insta, if you're bored.
I'll never be that bored, by the way.
No, not you, but our female listeners and our gays. I could tell he achieved that through hard work. And it's natural. It's not like he's taking human growth hormone or steroids or whatever it is. Like, that was just hard work and natural. And that's what I prefer. I love that. I appreciate it. So good on you.
Isn't he a sober guy? I think he is. Maybe he had problems before. Maybe I have him confused with somebody else.
Well, I think he needs to be because his wife, remember, or his ex, remember, like, is demanding like multiple drug and alcohol tests a day.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, I knew there was something there. So, you know, that happens a lot. And good for him. Channeling all that energy into something that's paying off for him, being the, you know, the face, the body of Calvin Klein. That's good. He looks great.
That was so funny. Like, a lot of people were making a moment of trying to find his belly button. Go back and look at it, because in some of the photos, it's really hard. It's really hard to see his belly button. Yes. I think it's just because he's got blonde hair in his, blonde chest hair. So it's kind of like hiding the belly button. But whatever, he looked fucking amazing. Also, a pretty viral moment was Cat Williams, the comedian. Full disclosure, I don't have the fucking time for this. Jesus fucking Christ. He sat down for a podcast interview, Club Shay Shay, and apparently I mean, I don't know. Maybe a lot of people were off work this week or what the fuck happened, but it became a big thing. But this interview was over 3 hours long.
Jesus. War and Peace.
I don't even think I would watch a 3 hour long Madonna interview.
Right.
Like, give me 60 minutes max. But I would have watched the Cat Williams interview if it was 60 minutes, but or an hour and a half perhaps, but 3+ hours? No.
He's funny. I like that guy.
He is funny. And, you know, the best part about it, and I think why people are clamoring over it, is he threw so much shade. He called out fellow comedians, everybody from Steve Harvey to Kevin Hart, and the list was long.
Really? I got to listen to that then. Not all 3 hours. I hope someone could summarize the greatest hits. Maybe I should edit that podcast and put it out for the world to hear.
I would watch that.
It would be 40 minutes when I'm done with it.
Saying that nobody's, that Kevin Hart doesn't really have any fans, which is weird because Kevin Hart last year performed at a big ass venue here in Las Vegas. He plays big venues.
Yeah, he plays stadiums. He's funny. He's got a lot of fans.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of fans too.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
On the Patreon, we discussed briefly Taraji P. Henson voicing her frustration that she's been mistreated and underpaid historically throughout her career in entertainment. And while I absolutely agree with that and support her, in another new interview, she said something to me where it's like, be careful, girl, because now you're slipping into like diva unsavory behavior. She complained that she had to drive herself to the set of The Color Purple, which I get that. Okay, you're an A-list actor or B-plus or A-minus or whatever. You're a big actor. It's common for big actors to be driven to the set, and she wasn't. So she advocated for that for herself and her co-stars. The thing that made me like really arch and raise an eyebrow real high was her complaining over the fact that she had to audition for The Color Purple. it's not a regular movie. It's a movie musical. And I don't think she's got any singing experience on that I'm aware of on film or TV.
I don't care if it's a regular whatever. I think if a director wants you to audition, there are many, many A-level actors that still go in and audition. A director wants to see them in that role with those words. And that's their prerogative. You're an employee. Shut up. Stop bitching.
Another story that went viral this week was the release of this South African Olympic runner, the one that was paraplegic, that murdered his girlfriend, Oscar Pistorius. How do you pronounce his name? It's Pistorius. However the fuck you pronounce his last name. That dude murdered his girlfriend. It's not like Gypsy Rose Blanchard that was convicted of second degree murder. This guy was convicted of doing the deed.
Right.
And he served just 9 years in South Africa. 9 years. Because they believed in rehabilitation. The guy's a fucking murderer.
Wasn't the whole thing like he thought he was sleeping when he did it or something? The whole thing was so weird. I kind of remember the case.
He claimed it was an intruder.
Yeah.
Seems like a bullshit excuse to me. I don't know.
I don't know. I would think it's a lot easier just to break up with someone than to kill them, but that's just me.
I have an interesting question from Patreon supporter Ibrahim. Ibrahim says, I want you guys to discuss two things. Who is a bigger star? Britney Spears, circa 1998 to 2004, or Taylor Swift now? It's not even close. Taylor Britney Swift Spears. Now. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Britney Spears also did the Super Bowl.
Britney Spears never did a single stadium tour.
She could have.
Well, she didn't.
So? Britney had a ton of fans. Taylor has a ton of fans. Taylor has a lot of fans that are her fans. But that doesn't mean she's as broad and mass appeal.
She is. She's more.
I don't think I agree with you. I think Britney back in the day was bigger. There's just less celebrity now. There's less anything.
Taylor has more hits and has sold more albums.
Britney was gigantic.
Britney
was like bordering on Madonna level. And so is Taylor.
Yeah.
But I think Britney back in that moment was like white hot.
Not as big as Taylor now.
I don't know. I just think there's less now. There's less for Taylor to compete with. I think she has accrued 20 years of fans. That's what I think. I don't think that the masses, an average everyday person, every guy knows Taylor Swift
You're
song.
Wrong.
That guys don't know her music.
Well, maybe not guys. That's not her
the
demo.
The hits are very few and far between.
No, they're not.
Outside of the one hit from this album, name another hit.
Okay, Cruel Summer was an even bigger hit.
Two albums ago. It's from 2 albums ago.
Yeah, from 2023, though, that it was a hit. Like, hello?
That's my point, okay? She has a lot of fans. Agreed. She's at the mountaintop. She's on Mount Rushmore.
Thank you to Asia Alire, Chinita, Christine Moreno, Haley Beck, Jen McLeod, Lady Jean, Penelope Pistop, Sarah Francis, and Tashina Jones, Patreon supporters for your topics for today. Finally, before we get to a call or two, earlier today, Ariana Grande announced that she's releasing new music this Friday.
Wow, good.
It's going to be a really busy Friday because in addition to Ariana Grande, Jennifer Lopez is also releasing a new song, and so is Lil Nas X. Although Lil Nas X and Ariana Grande, I wouldn't say are necessarily competing with each other, but I don't know, does Lil Nas X get played on hip-hop radio? I don't think so. He's a pop
act. It depends on the song, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited, but my question is, do you think all of the negative attention Ariana Grande got for her new relationship will or could affect negatively the comeback?
I think either the song is great or it's not. I typically don't believe that a lot of the static really infiltrates if you like a song or not.
I agree. I mean, people still fucking listen to Chris Brown, and we know what kind of person he is.
Yeah. R. Kelly's a jam.
Yeah.
It's the freaking weekend, and I'm about to have me set. That's a great song.
Let's take some calls.
Here we go.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. Elle again. Patreon supporter. It takes me forever to get through. I savor these episodes.
Aww.
So now you're talking about the Barbie, like, eligibility for Oscars. Booker mentioned, like, didn't they do a Barbie movie years ago? And it reminds me of the Disney film Life Size. I just had to Google the poster, and it's Tara Banks and Lindsay Lohan, who's like a prepubescent girl. And I gotta say, it was the hottest thing around for millennials in the early 90s. Wonder if this is the quote-unquote Barbie movie that you're thinking of.
That's what I said.
I thought maybe there was a Barbie movie, but maybe there wasn't. I don't fucking know.
She's telling you there wasn't, and I thought
there wasn't. Okay. Yeah, just say there wasn't a Barbie movie.
She was trying to explain to you that you might have thought of this other film instead.
No, I never heard of that terrible movie, whatever that is.
Hi, it's Jillian from New York. So I have a friend, and she, out of nowhere, gets like a nipple ring. And she goes on the subway, and it was cold, and she had a T-shirt on, and the T-shirt said, pretending to be good or pretending to be a good girl, some shit like that. And this guy comes up to her and whispers in her ear, how you pretending to be good with a nipple ring? See? That's what you don't want to happen. Keep your nipples covered up, ladies. Bye.
Are we talking about the nipple bra? Is that what that's coming off of?
I'm guessing. I love it. I'm all for it. In some places, in some cities, it's actually legal for women to be topless if they wanted to.
I'm fucking moving to wherever that is.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. Elle from Jersey.
Was it Elle that just called two calls ago?
I think so, right?
Jesus Christ, Elle. Ease up on the fucking calls.
No,
seriously.
We love it.
Booker's inquiring about Gypsy Rose. I've been trying to watch The Act on Hulu. It was so popular in like 2018 when it came out, and it's essentially the story of Gypsy Rose, and it's called Munchausen's by Proxy. If you're truly interested, watch The Act on Hulu because it gives you the full story and it gives you more context.
I would rather pluck my nose hairs one by one. 800-721-1185 if your name is not L or if your name is not Chloe from Pittsburgh. How about some new calls from some people that have never called before? That'd be fantastic.
Somebody that's a Patreon supporter DM'd me on TikTok to say that you were not very nice to her when she called into the podcast.
Right.
So
leave better calls then.
Oh God, stop it. I appreciate all our callers.
Oh, I appreciate the calls. I just would like them to be better. That's all. And some variety. I just want some other people to check in.
And I appreciate all of our listeners, you included. So thank you for listening. We'll see some of you on Thursday for the Patreon show. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Take it easy.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.